Like, you let it go. It's not that big a deal.
Not that big a deal. It's amazing, okay? You just reach in there, there's one little maneuver, and bam, a bra right out the sleeve. Right, as far as I'm concerned, there is nothing a guy can do that even comes close. Am I right here?
Oh, come on. You guys can pee standing up.
We can? Okay, I'm trying that. You know what blows my mind? Women can see breasts anytime they want. You just look down and there they are. How you get any work done is beyond me.
Well, okay, you know what I don't get? The way guys can do so many mean things and then not even care.
Multiple orgasms.
Hang on.
Saturday night, the big night, date night, Saturday night, Saturday night.
No plans, huh?
Not a one.
Not even say breaking up with Janice.
Oh, right. Shut up.
Chandler, nobody likes breaking up with someone. Except for Kevin Millmore, make you rot in hell. You just gotta do it.
No, I know, but it's just so hard, you know? I mean, you're sitting there with her, she has no idea what's happening, and then you finally get up the courage to do it. And there's a horrible, awkward moment when you've handed her the note. You try to, you know, run out of the restaurant before she's actually finished the note.
Why do you have to break up with her? Be a man. Just stop calling.
If you want, I'll do it with you.
Oh, thanks, but I think she'd feel like we're ganging up on her.
No, I mean, you break up with Janice, and I'll break up with Tony.
Tony?
Oh, you're breaking up with Tony? Yeah, I know, he's sweet, but it's just not fun anymore, you know? I don't know if it's me, or it's hunger strike, or I don't know. Does anybody want anything else?
Oh, yeah, last week you had a wonderful, nutty, chocolatey, kind of a kinky pie thing. Nothing, just I'm fine.
Matter? Why so scrunchy? It's my father. He wants to give me a Mercedes convertible.
That guy, he burns me up.
Yeah, well, it's a Mercedes if I move back home.
Oh.
Oh, it was horrible. He called me young lady.
Ooh, I hate when my father calls me that.
Did he give me that whole you're not up to this thing again? Oh, yeah. Actually, I got the extended disco version with three choruses of you'll never make it on your own. Hi, Joey.
My God, Angela.
Wow. Being dumped by you obviously agrees with her. Are you going to go over there?
No. Yeah. No. Okay, but not yet. I don't want to seem too eager. One Mississippi. Three Mississippi. That seems pretty cool. Hey, Angela.
Joey.
You look good.
That's because I'm wearing a dress that accents my boobs.
You don't say.
So, Rachel, what are you doing tonight?
Oh, big glamour night. Me and Monica at Laundorama.
Oh. You want to hear a freakish coincidence? Guess who's doing laundry there, too?
Oh.
Me. Was that not clear? why don't I just join you both there?
Don't you have a laundry room in your building?
Yes. I do have a laundry room in my building. But there's a rat problem. Apparently, they're attracted to the dryer sheets, and, you know, they're going in fine, but they're coming out all fluffy. Anyway, say 7-inch.
Again, Joey, I'm with Bob now.
Bob? Who the hell's Bob?
Bob is great. He's smart, he's sophisticated, and he has a real job. You go on 3 auditions a month and you call yourself an actor. But Bob...
Oh, come on. We were great together. And not just at the fun stuff, but, like, talking, too.
Yeah, well, sorry, Joey. You said let's just be friends. So guess what?
What?
We're just friends.
Fine. So why don't the 4 of us go out and have dinner together tonight? You know, as friends.
What 4 of us?
Well, you know, you and Bob and me and my girlfriend, Monica. Monica, I'm telling you, this guy is perfect for you.
Forget it. Not after your cousin who could belch the alphabet.
Come on. This guy's great. His name's Bob. He's Angela's brother. He's smart, he's sophisticated, and he has a real job. Me, I go on 3 auditions a month and call myself an actor. Bob is...
Oh, God help us.
What?
Ugly naked guy's laying kitchen tile.
I'm asking a favor here. You know, I'm thinking if I do this thing for her brother, maybe Angela will come back to me.
What's going on here? You go out with tons of girls.
I know, but... one of a kind, you know? Like a snowflake, or...
Something else, like a snowflake?
Yeah. I made a huge mistake. I never should have broke up with her. Will you help me?
Hold on a sec. You need to not touch any of those. Okay, bye. Well, Monica's not coming. It's just going to be me and Rachel.
Well, hold on there, Camper. You sure you've thought this through?
It's laundry. The thinking through is pretty minimal.
See, it's just you and Rachel. Just the two of you?
Yeah.
This is a date. You're going on a date.
Uh-uh.
Yeah, huh? Yeah, I haven't done that in a while.
Wait, is it a date if she doesn't know we're going on a date?
Yes, absolutely. Saturday night, all rules apply.
So what are you saying here? I should shave again? Pick up some wine? What?
Well, you may want to rethink the dirty underwear. But this is basically the first time she's going to see your underwear. Do you want it to be dirty?
No.
Oh, and the fabric softener?
Okay. Now, what is wrong with my snuggles? It It says I'm a sensitive, warm kind of guy, you know, like a little fuzzy bear. All right, I can pick something else up on the
way. There you go.
Thank you. So what does this Bob guy look like? Is he tall? Short?
Yep.
Which?
Which what?
You've never met Bob, have you?
No, but...
Oh, my God, Joey, for all we know, this guy could be horribly... Hey, Joey! Horribly attractive. I'll be shutting up now.
Where are they?
Nice, we never do anything just the two of us.
Great, maybe tomorrow we can rent a car and run over some puppies.
Ew, I don't want to do that.
Here we go.
Okay, have a good breakup.
Hey, Janice.
Oh, my God, I am so glad you called me. I had the most supremely awful day.
Hey, that's not good. Can I get an espresso and a latte over here, please?
Oh, we got the proofs back in that photo shoot. You know, the one with the little vegetables. Anyway, they pretty much sucked. So I blew off the rest of the afternoon. I went shopping. And I got you
I'm looking.
What? What? Did you get me there?
I got you these.
Full winkle socks. That's so sweet.
Well, I knew you had the Rockies, and so I figured, you know, you could wear Bullwinkle and Bullwinkle, or you could wear Rocky and Rocky, or you can mix and match Moose and Squirrel. Whatever you want.
Well, I'm going to get another espresso. More latte?
No. No, I'm still working on mine.
That's it?
Yeah, it was really hard.
Oh, yeah, the hug looked pretty brutal.
Okay, you weren't there.
Sorry.
How's it going with Janice?
Going? Things are not going. She got me socks.
Oh, these go with your Rockies. Oh, my God. She must really care about you. I'm sorry.
Coming through. Move.
Oh, excuse me. I was kind of using that machine.
Yeah, well, now you're kind of not.
But I fed it. I put my basket on top.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is that your basket?
Yes.
It's really pretty. Unfortunately, I don't see guts.
What?
No suds, no saves. Okay?
What's going on?
Hi. Nothing. Horrible woman took my machine.
Was your basket on top?
Yeah, but there were no suds.
So?
Well, you know, no suds, no saves.
No suds? Excuse me. Hold on a second. This is my friend's machine.
Hey, 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 our stuff wasn't in it.
Hey, 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 that's not the rule, and you know it. All right, show's over. Nothing to see here. Okay, let's do laundry.
That was amazing.
Well,
I can't even send back soup.
Well, that's because you're such a sweet, gentle, hey, you must need detergent. No.
What's that?
Uber device. It's new. It's German. It's extra tough. Great. Are you going to separate those?
Oh, God. Oh, I'm being like a total laundry staff. I mean, am I supposed to use, like, one machine for shirts and another machine for pants?
Have you never done this before?
Well, not myself, but I know other people that have. Okay, you caught me. I'm a laundry virgin.
Well, don't worry. I'll use the gentle side. Okay, basically you want to use one machine for all your whites.
White.
Okay, a whole other machine for your colors.
Okay.
And a third for your delicates, and that would be your bras and your under-panty things.
Okay, well, what about, these are white cotton panties, so they go with white to your delicates.
That would be a judgment call.
So cute. So, where did you guys grow up?
Brooklyn Heights.
Cleveland.
Huh. How did that happen?
Oh, my God.
What?
I suddenly had the feeling I was falling.
So, you and Angela, huh?
Yep, pretty much.
You're a lucky man.
Yeah.
You know what I miss the most about her? That cute nibbly noise she makes when she eats. Like a happy little squirrel or a weasel.
I never really noticed.
Oh, yeah. Listen for it.
Monica. Monica is great.
Yeah, she is. But, it's not gonna last. She's too much for me in bed.
Especially.
I've got to tell you, Bob is terrific.
Yeah, isn't he?
Oh,
he's so great.
To meet a guy who's smart and funny and has an emotional age of like 8.
You know what else? He's unbelievable in bed.
My brother never even told me when he lost his virginity.
Huh. That's nice.
Hey, you can do this. It's just like pulling off a Band-Aid, okay? Just do it really fast, and then the wound is exposed. Go.
Janice? Hi, Janice. Okay, here we go. I don't think we should go out anymore. Janice.
All right. Well.
Well, there you go.
About you.
No, I know this is not about me. This is totally about your fear of commitment.
What fear of commitment? I don't have a fear of commitment.
Oh, please.
I don't.
Oh, please.
I don't. I'm ready to commit any time.
Really? Okay, I know this is going to sound really stupid, but I feel that if I can do this, you know, if I can actually do my own laundry, there isn't anything I can't do.
That does not sound stupid to me. No, it's like the first time I had to make dinner for myself after Carol left me. I'm sorry, that's all the time we have.
Next on what?
Okay. Uh-oh.
What uh-oh?
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. The laundry's done. It's a song. The laundry song that we sing. Uh-oh. The laundry is done. Uh-oh.
What's the matter with you?
Nothing. Lilo, the laundry's done.
Okay, all right.
It's just that you left a red sock in with all your whites, and now everything's kind of pink.
Oh, everything's pink.
Yeah, except for the red sock, which is still red. I'm sorry. Please don't be upset. It can happen to anyone.
Oh, but it didn't. It happened to me. God, I'm going to look like a big marshmallow peep. What am I doing? My father's right. I can't live on my own. I can't even do laundry.
Something went wrong with Underdog, and they couldn't get his head to inflate. So anyway, his head is like flopping down Broadway, right? And I'm just thinking how inappropriate this is. I'm in my eye. Joey, could we check it in the light, please? Oh, my God.
What?
Hello? Were we at the same table? It's like cocktails in Appalachia.
Come on, they're close.
Close? She's got her tongue in his ear.
Oh, you've never gotten a little rambunctious with Rob.
Joey, this is sick. It's disgusting. It's not really true, is it?
Well, you should say what's true.
Oh,
I
mean, my God. What were you thinking?
All right, look, I'm not proud of this, okay? Hey, Daniel.
No. I'm out of here.
Wait, come on. You like him. I want her. He likes you.
Really?
Yeah. Listen. If we put our heads together between the two of us, we can break them up.
Just can't believe I did this. I just couldn't stop laughing at your Norman Mailer story.
Waiter, one more plate of chicken wings over here.
You know, I mean, it's like we're different. You know, I'm like the bing, bing, bing. You're like the boom, boom, boom.
Ow!
Oh, my God!
Ow!
I'm so sorry.
Ow!
Are you okay?
Ow!
That's my lens. I'll be right back.
I hit her in the eye! This is the worst breakup in the history of the world!
Oh, my God! Okay. How many of these have you had?
Oh, I don't know. A million?
Easy. Go to your happy place.
I'm fine.
All right.
I'm not fine. You should come. All right.
Wait here, okay?
What?
Breathe. Like a gift.
We should always break up together.
Oh, I'd like that.
You got the clothes clean. Now that's the important part.
Oh, I guess. Except everything looks like jammies now. Oh, I'm sorry. Excuse me. We had this part.
Yeah, well, I had a 24-inch waist. You lose things.
Now, come on. Get out of my way. Well, I'm sorry. You know, maybe I wasn't being clear. This is our car.
Hey, there aren't any clothes in it.
Hey, quit making up rules.
Let go.
Oh, come on, it's my car. All right, listen, Missy. If you want this car, you're going to have to take me with it.
You were incredible. A brand new woman, ladies and gentlemen.
You think I could not have done this without you?
Okay, more clothes in the dryer?
I'm fine. No.
Are you sure you're okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
What a neat idea. All your clothes match. I'm going to do this. Hi. Hey, how'd it go?
Excellent.
We ripped that couple apart and kept the pieces for ourselves.
What a beautiful story.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm fine, by the way.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Oh, where's Chandler? Oh, he needed some time to grieve.